All right, Rabosai. Good morning. Good morning. First, I want to thank the Elbaum family, Avraham and Galia Elbaum, for dedicating the shir this morning in commemoration of the yahrzeit of Avraham's grandmother, Rezel Bas Henya, and Avraham's great-great-aunt, Sarah Bas Yisrael Pinchas. We hope that in the merit of our Talmud Torah, their neshamas will have an aliyah, and the families ain't nechama. So let's begin a good chodesh. So we begin again. Today's daf is Tzadik Aleph 91. We are picking up on Tzadik Amud Beis 90b. We actually left off just in the last few lines of the Mishnah. We are picking up 2, 4, 6, 8 lines up from the bottom. V'chulon hakohanim rasha'im l'shanos b'achilasam. We'll say everything that we learned when it comes to karbanos. The Mishnah teaches an interesting halacha. Kohanim have the right to prepare the consumption of their karbanos any way they would like. So again, you could eat your karban however you want. For example, tsaluyin, shlukin, muvushalin, you could eat it roasted, you could eat it overcooked, you could eat it well cooked, you could eat it however you want. Lo says lesocho tavlin chulin v'tavlin truma. You could put into it spices, you could spice it up, spice it down, whatever you want. I'm sorry? Actually, exactly. However you want it, a la carte. Right? But the idea is also you can use different spices. You can use spices of truma, spices of chulin. This is what Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Meir Omer, lo yitein l'socho tavlin truma. Rabbi Meir says, no, you should not go ahead and use any type of truma spices. Why not? Shelo yavia truma lidei psul. Because we'll say there is a little bit, there's a tricky element if you end up using truma spices, and that's what? Karbanos have a permitted window of consumption. So the problem is, if you go past that window, then at the end of the day, you will have to discard, you'll have to burn, actually, the remnants of the truma, of the karban, and of course, along with that, the spices of the truma. Good. Says the Gemara, by the hub. We'll say the Gemara raises here what I think is just such a fascinating shayla. Tadir umekudash eza mehen kodem. Suppose if you notice again, up until this point in time, what we've been doing over here is creating hierarchies. Now it essentially asks, is what happens if the hierarchies clash? So for example, one of the frameworks, the hierarchical frameworks that we created was kodesh. Whatever is more sanctified, whatever is quote-unquote holier, comes before something else which is less holy. The other hierarchy we created was tediros, frequency. Whichever is more frequent comes before that which is less frequent. So what happens if you have a clash? You have two items before you. One is tadir, one is more frequent. But the second, ultimately, again, is more kodesh, is holier. So Rashi says, second to last line at the bottom of the page in Rashi, tadir umekudash kigon dam olas tamid v'dam chatos. So we'll say the example would be the dam of the olas tamid. So the tamid is, that blood of the tamid offering is tadir, but yet the blood of the chatos is considered to be more kodesh. So what happens if you have a conflict, you have a clash between tadir and mekudosh? Which one do you do first? So the Gemara says, tadir kodesh, mishum de tadir. So I could say, I'll do tadir first. Why? Because it's tadir. Or do mekudosh kadim de kadosh. Or maybe I should do mekudosh first. Why? Because it's more kadosh. Okay, so in order, the Gemara is just simply restating the Shaila. So Tashma, let's analyze this. Tamidin kodim in the musafin. So remember again, what did the Gemara say? Actually, we saw this in Mishnah, that the tamidin come before the musafin. Tamid comes before a musaf. So we'll say, so now remember again, top of Tzadik Aleph, the afal gav de musafin kadishi. We'll say now, here seems to be a perfect case. The tamid ultimately is tadir. The musaf of Shabbos, we're talking about Shabbos over here now, we would assume is probably more kodesh, and yet that which is tadir comes before that which is more kodesh. So it seems to be a resolution to our question. What was that? To which the Gemara says something so beautiful. Atu Shabbos the musafin ahani the tamidi lo ahani. So I don't understand. If you accept the premise that Shabbos endows the musaf with a greater dimension of sanctity, do you think that Shabbos doesn't endow the tamid with a greater degree of sanctity as well? As well said, this is actually an incredible yisod. What it's saying over here is that we often think the tamid is the tamid is the tamid. It's the same tamid on Tuesday that it is on Shabbos. And it's true. It is. On a technical level, it's the same exact carbon. What the Gemara is just pointing out over here is that the tamid that is offered on Shabbos is blanketed by the Kedusha of Shabbos. As such, you don't have a clash here between Tadir and Mekudosh, because even the Tamid on Shabbos is considered to be Mekudosh as well. So the Gemara goes weiter. So the Gemara says, so therefore this can't resolve our question. Tashma, another potential proof. Musafei Rosh Chodesh, listen to this, in Yonei Diyoma. Musafei Rosh Chodesh, kol me le Musafei Rosh Hashanah. Afagav de Rosh Hashanah Kodsha. So we'll say, so listen to this. You have a clash between Musafim of Rosh Chodesh, Musafim of Rosh Hashanah. Therefore what? Did I skip?
Yeah,
I skipped. I'm sorry. Second line from the top. Tashma, Musafi Shabbos. It was only how we covered such ground. I was so proud of myself. So good. So Tashma, Musafi Shabbos, Kodim of the Musafi Rosh Chodesh. So we'll say, if you go, so what's the halacha? The Musaf of Shabbos comes before the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. So we'll say, so again, remember, this is talking about where it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. So the Musaf of Shabbos comes before the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. Presumably why? Because Shabbos is Tadir, even though we're making the assumption here that the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh is more Kadosh. So you see from here that when there's a class between Tadir and Kadosh, you go with Tadir. To which the Gemara once again answers, Atu Rosh Chodesh l'musafin didea hani, l'musafei Shabbos lo hani. Do you think that Rosh Chodesh just endows its own Musaf with additional sanctity, but doesn't endow the Musaf of Shabbos with additional sanctity as well? So we'll say, so what the Gemara is essentially saying is, when Shabbos falls on Rosh Chodesh, the Musaf of Shabbos is also endowed with an additional level of sanctity. As such, the Musaf of Shabbos has two things going for it. Number one, it's Tadir, right? And number two, it's also, again, number one, it's Tadir, that's the Shabbos element, right? And number two, it's also endowed with the fact that it is Rosh Chodesh, or additional Kedusha, because of Rosh Chodesh. Tashma, Musafi Rosh Chodesh, Kol Milu Musafi Rosh Hashanah, the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh comes before the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, this one, and Rosh Hashanah itself. So we'll say that seems to indicate that what? That Tadir comes before Mekudosh. To which the Gemara says, Afa Gav di Rosh Hashanah Kodsha, even though the carbon of Rosh Hashanah is more holy. To which the Gemara says, No. Atu di Rosh Hashanah, le Musafei di Deahani, le Musafei di Rosh Chodesh, lo Ahani. Do you think that the Kiddusha of Rosh Chodesh only serves to go ahead and endow its own sacrifice with sanctity, and not the Rosh Chodesh sacrifice of sanctity? So we'll say, so the common denominator in all of these cases is, we assume that even the quote-unquote regular offering is still endowed with an additional level of sanctity from, again, the particular Yom Tov, or particular day on which it is being offered. So therefore, we still haven't resolved our question. Tashma, supposed to listen to this. So the Gemara switches gears a little bit. Actually, we're going away from Karbanos from a little bit. So Davar Acher, Birchas Hayayin Tadira, Birchas Yom Tadira. We'll say, listen to this, also in Yonah Dioma, we're going to go make Kiddush tonight. So we'll say, so which bracha comes first? The bracha of Mekadesh HaShabbos or the bracha of Borei Pri HaGafen? Well, again, what does the Braisa say? That Borei Pri HaGafen comes first. Oh, so, Birchas Hayayin Tadira, Birchas Yom Tadira, Tadir v'sheinu, tadir kodem. Af agav di birchas hayom kedisha. So we'll say, so this is amazing. So where does this come up all the time? This shaila comes up every single week by Kiddush. I have two brachas, Bre Pri HaGafen, which is tadir, right? The bracha of Mekadesh HaShabbos, which would seem to be have an element of kedusha over Borei Pri HaGafen. Yet, which bracha do I make first? I make Bre Pri HaGafen before Mekadesh HaShabbos. So you see from here that what? Right, so you see from here that halacha lemaisa again, tadir comes right, agafen, right. So the you see here that tadir comes before mekudosh. To which the Gemara says, one second, atu Shabbos lebirchas hayom ahani lebirchas. We'll say first wide line, tzaddik aleph amud aleph, atu Shabbos lebirchas hayom ahani lebirchas hayin lo ahani. I don't understand. Do you think that Shabbos only comes to endow its own bracha with Kiddusha, but the Borei Pri HaGafen doesn't have Kiddusha? So we'll say it's the same answer over and over and over, which is a Borei Pri HaGafen of Shabbos is not a Borei Pri HaGafen of Tuesday. This is not just simply an element of Tadirus. The Borei Pri HaGafen of Shabbos ultimately takes on a new additional dimension of sanctity, which we'll say, by the way, on a halachic level, that is true as well, because the Birchas Hayayin, the Borei Pri HaGafen of Shabbos, is not simply a Birchas Hanenin, it's a Birchas HaMitzvah as well. So the Gemara goes weiter. Tashma, again, so we still can't resolve this, but I'll say this is a fascinating halacha. Tashma, second wide line, Tzadik Aleph Amud Aleph. Domer Rabbi Yochanan, halacha, Mispala Adam Mincha, V'achar Kach Shal Musafin. We'll say, listen to this. So let's say it's Shabbos, And the drasha goes on a bit long. So what happens? By the time you get up to daven musaf, it's already time for mincha. It's already past mincha gedola. So now already I'm at the time when I can daven mincha, but I haven't yet daven musaf. But say, all kidding aside, this does come up specifically again on Yamim Noraim. Right? This does come up. Actually, the Mishnah Berurah discusses to try to dafka avoid this particular situation. But let's say again, it's time. So now I haven't davened Musaf, but it's now technically the time for Mincha. So what can I do? So the Gemara says, what's the halacha? You daven Mincha first before Musaf. What's the logic behind that? Bepashtos, Mincha is Tadir, even though Musaf is quote unquote more Mekodosh. So you see from here that when there's a conflict between Tadirus and Kodesh, we go with Tadirus. To which the Gemara says, 1 second. Atu Shabbos, Letvilas Musaf and Ahani, Letvilas Mincha Lo'ana. It's the same answer. What do you think? That the Kiddush of Shabbos only works for Musaf but doesn't work for Mincha? No, the Mincha itself is endowed with an additional dimension of sanctity. And therefore, it's not a clash between Tadir and Mekudosh. It's a clash between Tadir Mekudosh and just Mekudosh. Therefore, the Tadir Mekudosh trumps ultimately again the plain Mekudosh. Good. Tashma, I'll say back to Kabbalah for a moment. Tashma, Shlomim Shal Emesh, Chatos Vishasham Shal Yom. So we see what's the halacha. We saw this in the Mishnah. If you have the Shlomim that were offered up yesterday, and the Chatos and Asham that were offered up today. So we'll say this is a consumption question. Which one gets consumed first? So the Gemara says, Shlomim Shal Emesh, Kodmin. So ultimately the halacha is that the Shlomim of yesterday come first. Shlomim of yesterday come first. So I'll say, so what's the pshat? So yet, if you were to have a case where everything was offered on the same day, what would be? So I'll say, remember, the shlomim of yesterday are consumed first. Why? Ultimately, again, because it would be a lack of covet to the carbon. If you have a carbon that was already shechted and already offered, and the meat is there ready for consumption, so to leave it there and put it aside to consume a freshly slaughtered carbon would be lack of covet. So what can we infer from this? But if all of these items were shechted on the same day, chatas v'asham kadmi, ultimately again a chatas and an asham would come first, v'afa gav d'shlamim tadiri. Even though I will say that shlamim is tadir. Now this is an interesting statement of shlamim being tadir. So we'll say, so you see from here, that when there's a conflict between kodesh and, or mekudosh and tadir, we'll say this proof is actually the opposite way. In this proof, ultimately, again, the proof is that kodosh, or kodesh, mekudosh, comes before tadirus. So Amar Rava says, 1 second. That idea that shlamim, but say tzaddik aleph amud aleph, 6 lines down into the wide lines. So Rava says, 1 second, mitzui ka'amrit, tadir kami baylan. So we'll say, what does it mean when you say shlamim are more tadir? Shlamim aren't necessarily more tadir, Abba say. What are shlamim? More common. So Rava say, this is actually an interesting distinction here. Tadirus, as we're going to see in just a moment, means something that occurs with a certifiable frequency. In other words, we know that it happens. Mitsui means that it's more common. So one can make the argument that it is more common. There are more shlamim, more common to find the shlamim being brought than a chatos. Why? Because it was like there's a much wider variety of circumstances for which one brings a shlamim than for what one brings a chatos. So the statistical probability is that you'll end up bringing more shlamim than chatas offerings. But that does not mean what? That does not mean that a shlamim is more tadir than a chatas. To which the Gemara says, mitzvei lo kami baylan. Amar Rafuna bar Yehuda l'Rava, atu, mitzvei lav tadir. Are you telling me that mitzvei and tadir are not the same thing? Vatanya, but we learned, otzi es ha-pesach, she'eno tadir, v'lo otzi es ha-mila shehi tadira. So we'll say, ultimately, the Gemara is talking about over here, if you look at Rashi, it's actually right across in Rashi. Otzi es ha-pesach she'eino tadir. Rashi says, "B'taras konim shenuya gabi chatos tiktani v'ay pesach umila anushin karis yachol yavya shigagasan chatos." So I'll say, I might have thought that because not doing carbon pesach and not doing bris mila carries with the mechi of karis, that inadvertent transgression should require a chatos. Therefore, the Gemara darshins out that they don't need a chatos. So the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, so the Gemara says, I would exclude the Pesach, which is not Tadir, but not exclude Mila, which is Tadira. So we'll say, so what do you see from there? So now, can you really say that the mitzvah of Mila is Tadir? So we'll say, why can't you make that statement? Because what's the definition of Tadir? Tadir is something that occurs with absolute frequency, but it is almost like, maybe the better way to say it is mandated frequency. The carbon tamid is tadir. Why? Because you have to bring it every single day. Bris mila is frequent. It's frequent. So we'll say the idea. So there's a difference between tadir and frequent. So even though we often use the word tadir for frequent, right? So it would be like, try to think of the good English term for tadir. What?
Periodicity.
Good. What does that mean? Occurs periodically. Good. But mandated periodicity. Ooh. Okay, good. Mandated periodicity, right? So that would be tadirus, as opposed to, I will say, mitsui, which just means frequency. Mitsui means frequency. Frequency means it occurs often, but again, there's no mandated periodicity. So the Gemara says over here, so yet mila, so we see mila is referred to as tadir, even though I would think it's much more in the category of mitzui, to which the Gemara says, my tadira, tadir b'mitzus, to which the Gemara answers, no, what does it mean that mila is tadir? It means ultimately, again, that mila is mentioned often. V'ibay sema, what's the other possibility? Meaning, mila is mentioned often in the Torah. V'ibay sema, mila l'gabe Pesach ki tadir damia. Or you could say, no, when you compare mila to Karban Pesach, so in fact, again, mila is tadir. Ibailu. So we'll say, so now, remember, so we started with a question, which I think was a pretty profound question, about what happens when you have a clash between tadir and mekudash. Which one comes first? Something that's mandated periodicity, tadir, versus something that has a higher level of sanctity, and they clash. Which one comes first? So the Rambam Paskins, listen to this. So the Rambam says, first of all, he goes, Kate, this is in Perek Tes, Halacha Beis and Hilchos Temidin. Ketzad Sidur Hakravasan, Musaf Shabbos Tchila V'Acharkach Musaf Chodesh. So we'll say, V'Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. The Musaf of Shabbos comes first, and then the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh is afterwards. So we'll say, we know that. How do we know that? Because even in davening, what do you have on, right? Well, what do you have on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh? Right? So we'll say, on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, you have, interestingly enough, not a Rosh Chodesh Musaf that has Shabbos insertions, but instead you have a Shabbos Musaf that has Rosh Chodesh insertions. So that's interesting. So again, so halacha lemaisa, the Musaf of Shabbos comes before the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. So the Gemara says, Shekol atadya mechavero, kodem eschavero, v'chol amekudosh mechavero, kodem eschavero. Now watch this. Haya lefanav tadir umekudosh. So I will say, this is our shayla now that Rambam's asking. What if you have in front of you again? So remember, the Rambam says all of these cases that we quoted before, Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Hashanah, and Karban Rosh Chodesh, these are not conflicts of Tadir and Mekudosh. Why? Because we assume that even the Tadir item is blanketed with an additional level of sanctity as a result of the day. Therefore, again, the Tadir item goes first because it's Tadir and it's Mekudosh. Okay, so what happens, but if you have Mamish, have a conflict between Tadir and Mekudosh, which one comes first? Get ready. How you the fun of Tadir and Mekudosh? We'll say, what's Talocha? Yaktim Eza Mehem Sheyirtze. The Rambam says, do whatever you want. Right? Do whatever you want. In other words, we'll say, which we see this theme already, the hierarchies only work to a degree. At certain times, again, if you have a clash between systems, so ultimately, again, the Rambam Paskins, you have the right to decide which one you want to do. So in a clash of Tadir and Mekudosh, offer up whichever one you would like. Good. Weiter. Says the Gemara. Sorry. Iboilu. We'll say next case. This is another interesting case. Tadir v'she'eno tadir. Tadir v'she'eno tadir. So we'll say now I have two karbanos. Tadir and a non-tadir. So the obviously again, this is I'm throwing you, I'm lobbing you a softball over here, right? So I will say, what's the halacha? So obviously the tadir one goes first. Good. Listen to this case. The kadam v'shachet l'she'eno tadir mai. Well, say, listen to this halacha. So what happens if I have two karbanos, a tadir and a non-tadir? So I'm supposed to obviously shecht the tadir one first. I made a mistake. I shechted the she'eno tadir first. So I will say, the shayla is what? What do I do? So what do I do? My mi aminan kevin de shakti makrivle. So do we say, listen, even though you started with the non-tadir one, you weren't supposed to, but once you started with the non-tadir one, then what? Then what? Finish it up. In other words, once you started, finish it up. So the Gemara says, O Dilma, Yohiv la acher dimemaris pidamo, ad makriv le tadir, bahadir makriv le sheino tadir. Or maybe there's another option. Or as what we'll say, take the blood of the eino tadir, go ahead and give it to a kohen, and tell him, sit here and stir. Or as well says, what do you mean sit here and stir? Others, because again, remember, blood coagulates. So the idea over here is, or it congeals, so go ahead and stir. Let me go shecht the tadir karbon, finish that up, and then I'll come back and deal with the blood and everything else concerning the she'ino tadir. So let's say this is the shaylos. The Gemara tries to prove it from the Mishnah. Tashma, shalom shal emesh, chatos va'ashram shayom. So remember again, we just quoted this case above. If you have shlamim, this is a consumption case. You have shlamim that were shechted yesterday, and a chatos and an asham from today. What's the halacha? So the Gemara says, v'chatos va'ashram shayom, shal emesh kodum shayom. The shlamim offered up yesterday take precedence over the chatas and the ashram of today. Ha, diyom dumya de emesh. So we'll say, so what does this mean? So we would assume that if a case today, the yom case, or is the karbanos offered up today, are similar to the karbanos offered up yesterday. Vehechi dami, what's the case? The kadam shachte the shlamim. So to which the Gemara says, it must be a case of where ultimately again you shechted the shlamim first. Chatas va'asham kadmi. But 1 second, in that case then we would say chatas and asham come first. To which the Gemara says, 1 second, dilma shlamim de'emesh v'chatas va'asham diyom heichi mishkachasla. Then I will say, how are you going, what is the case then of the shlamim of yesterday and the chatas and asham of today? The shachtinu l'tarvayu. We'll say, it must be the case where what? You shechted both of the karbanos. Avalo shachtinu l'tarvayu. But if you did not shecht them both, tibay l'cha, ultimately, again, the kasha would still remain. So Tashma, Dover Acher, Birchas Hayam Tadira, Birchas Hayam Eina Tadira. So we'll say, so now remember, so we couldn't prove it from that case. We're now trying to prove this case of where you have, we'll say, a Tadir and a She'eno Tadir, but you started with the She'eno Tadir first. So do you just finish up the She'eno Tadir, or put that on hold and go back and complete and do the Tadir? So watch this. Birchas Hayam, Birchas Hayam. So we'll say, Kiddush, I have before me a bracha of Repi Agafen and a bracha Mekadesh HaShabbos. So what's the halacha? So birchas ein tadira, birchas ein eina tadira. The tadir v'she'ino tadir tadir kodim. So we'll say, again, we know this halacha l'maisa. I make the Repi Agafen before the bracha Mekadesh HaShabbos because Repi Agafen is tadir and the Mekadesh HaShabbos is eino tadir, to which the Gemara says, hachinami. So we'll say, so what do you see from this case? What you seem to see from this case, I will say, is as follows. That the Gemara is actually raising something very interesting. The obligation to make Kiddush devolves upon me when? At the moment Shabbos starts. Right? There's an obligation of Kiddush. Now that biblical obligation of Kiddush, I will say, is through a bracha. I don't even need a cup of wine. The cup of wine doesn't really become an obligation until when? Until I'm ready to have my suda. So what the Gemara is suggesting is as follows. That technically speaking, so remember again, when I have the conflict between Hagafen and Mekadesh HaShabbos, Hagafen wins. Why? Because it's Tadir, it's Tadir B'Shinu, Tadir, Tadir Kodem. But yet, interestingly enough, the obligation to make Mekadesh HaShabbos devolves upon me first. What do we effectively do every single Shabbos? I have the pre-existing obligation of Mekadesh HaShabbos that has devolved upon me at the onset of Shabbos. And I will say, what do I effectively do? I set it aside, and I go ahead and I make Brei Pri Hagafen first. Even though the obligation for Mekadesh HaShabbos was in fact upon me already before the bracha of Repi Agafen. We'll say, what does that sound like? That sounds like a case of where I have a clash between a Tadir and a She'eno Tadir. I started doing the She'eno Tadir first, and what do? I stop it, I go and do the Tadir, and then I go back and finish up the She'eno Tadir, which would seem to answer our question by sacrificial law as well, namely, that halacha lemaisa, I should go ahead and effectively, when if I started with the carbon that was eino tadir, I should stop it, go back and do the tadir one, and move on, and then go back and finish up the she'eno tadir. To which the Gemara says, hachanami kevan da'asyon kiman de shchiti tarvayu. To which the Gemara says, no. So too in this case, when you bring the wine, that is the equivalent of shechting both karbanos at the same time. Gemara is saying over here is we don't look at the chiyuv of kiddush devolving upon you from the moment that Shabbos starts. Rather, we look at it devolving upon you from the moment that your su'udah begins, which is the moment ultimately that wine is brought out as well. So it's the equivalent of having two karbanos shechted simultaneously. Tashma. So remember again, going back before. So if you have now it's time for mincha and musaf, and I haven't davened either of them. So what's the halacha? I daven mincha first and afterwards musaf. What's the logic? Tadir v'sheino tadir kodem. So the Gemara says. So hachanami kevan dimati zman tfilas mincha. Why don't I say over here that Arabos say that Tfilas Mincha has come? It's as if that they have both been shechted together. So in other words, if there's simultaneity there, then maybe again halacha lemaisa. The halacha that we stated before wouldn't apply. So the Gemara says as follows. So what's the halacha? Like Karban Pesach, if you shechted it before Chatzos, then ultimately again it's possible, because the pasuk says it has to be shechted bein arbayim. Kodem l'tamid, kosher. We'll say if you shechted it before the Karban Tamid, then ultimately again it's kosher. But what do you have to do? V'yimemaris bidamo ad sheyizrak. And you go ahead and you stir the blood until ultimately again it is ready to be sprinkled. So we'll say, so this seems to be a case of what? This seems to be a case of halacha lemaisa, where you shechted the Karban Pesach before the Karban Tamid. So the Tamid, remember, is Tadir, therefore it should come first. So what's the halacha if you shecht Pesach before Tamid? We have a Kohen standing there stirring the blood of the Pesach. Go and do the Tamid and come back and sprinkle the blood of the Pesach. Rabbi say, what do you see from here? You see from here that if you have a clash between Tadir and She'eno Tadir, and you end up doing the She'eno Tadir first, what do? Stop the Sheino Tadir process, go back and do the Tadir, and then go back and finish up the Sheino Tadir. To which the Gemara says, Hacham Askinon, what's the case? Kigon de Kadin de Shachte Latamid Beresha. So we'll say the case over here is where what? Where Halacha Lemaisa, the Kohen ended up Shachting the Tamid before he asked the Shaila. So we'll say in this case over here, what ended up happening was as follows. He went ahead, he Shachted the Karban Pesach, has the Dama of the Karban Pesach. Then for some reason, before asking what he should do, went ahead and shechted the Karban Tamid. Now he asks the Shaila. The Shaila now is, I have the Dam of the Pesach, the Dam of the Karban Tamid, what should I do? In that case, the halacha is what? Go and do the Tamid, and afterwards go and finish up the Pesach. To which the Gemara says, Dekanami diktani achi yizrak hadam, falokatani achi yishchot v'yizrak dam. You can infer this as well, because it says that what? It says that halacha lemaisa, that you should go ahead. What's the case? The case is where that he did not sprinkle the blood yet. It doesn't say that he didn't shecht yet. Shmamina. So we'll say, so now again, what's the halacha in this situation? So remember again, I will say, this is a fascinating situation. In this case over here, there's no machlokas about the hierarchy. There was just a mistake. There's an operational mistake. The operational mistake is, I have a tadir isha and a she'eno tadir. I should have done the tadir first. I started the process of the she'eno tadir. Right? So we'll say, in karbanos, I shechted the karban, I have the blood of the she'eno tadir. Now, what should I do? Should I just simply stir the blood, go and do the tadir, finish that up and then come and finish up the Sheino Tadir, or should I just finish up the Sheino Tadir? So we'll say, what's the halacha? The Rambam Paskin's Perek Tes Halacha Gimel Hilchos Temidin, Avar O Shachach B'Shachat Es Sheino Tadir, O Apachos B'Kiddusha. But remember again, this applies whenever you mess up the order. Whether you messed up the order of Tadirus, whether you messed up the order of Kiddusha, we'll say, what's the halacha? What's the halacha? So Makrivo V'Achar Kach Shochet Es HaTadir O Es HaMekudosh. The Rambam says, if you started it, finish it up. Finish it up. We're not going to have you stop in the middle of a karbonic process in order to restore the order of Tadir v'Sheino Tadir. You made a mistake. You did the She'eno Tadir first. Finish that up. And then once you finish that up, you can go back and do the Tadir karbon. Good. Both say to finish out the sugya. Remember again, what did we say? Kohanim keep karbonos however they want. You prepare it as you please. More spices, less spices. What's why? Is that my taima? We'll say, why can the Kohanim prepare the Kohanim however they want? My taima, Amar Kra, Lamashcha. We'll say, because the Pasuk says that the Kohanim ultimately again are Nisatim Lamashcha. What does lemashcha mean? Says the Gemara, legdula kederach shamalachim ochlin. That kohanim could, so lemashcha means they will say in a state of greatness, they eat in a state of greatness, which means they could prepare the food however they please. The same way that royalty eats the food however they want, so too the kohanim could prepare the food however they want as well. I'm sorry? So he's bringing up good, meaning we had the machlokas, ultimately again between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Meir. The Rambam paskins like Rabbi Meir that we do not let them use tavlin of truma out of a concern that if you season your carbon with tavlin of truma, you may end up causing a loss to truma if you don't finish all of the meat by the end of the sacrificial window. Weiter, Mishnah. So we'll say, here we go. Amar b'Shimon, im ra'isa shemen shu mischalik bazar. So b'Shimon says, if you see oil that is being dispersed to the Kohanim for consumption in the Azara, ein tzarech lishol mahu. You don't have to ask what it is. I'll tell you, elamosa rikike minchas Yisrael. Rather, again, it's the leftover oil from the rakik mincha. I'll say the rakik mincha was the mincha that was made in the form of a wafer from Yisrael. V'luk shemen shamatzora. Or it's from the lug of the shemen that's necessary for the purification of the mitzvah. Imra isa shemen shu nitan al gabi ishim. If you see oil that's being poured on the fires, ein tzarech lishol mahu. You don't have to ask what it is. It's a very interesting, verbiage in the Mishnah. You don't have to ask what it is. I'll tell you what it is. Ela mosa rekike minchas kohanim u minchas koin mashiach. Kaor, because what is it from? Either it's the rakik, either it's the leftover oil from the wafer mincha of the kohanim, or the mincha of the koin mashiach, she'in misnadvin shemen. Because Rabbi say, there is no such thing as an oil offering. So Rabbi say, what the Tanakhama is saying over here, or Rabbi Shimon is saying over here, is that halacha lemaisa, if you see kohanim consuming oil, or oil being poured on the mizbeach, there is no such thing as an oil offering. So instead, what that is that's leftover oil from some other type of carbon. Some carbonos the kohanim can eat it, some carbonos that has to be consumed on the mizbech, but it's part of a carbon. It doesn't come on its own. Rabbi Tarfon says, no, misnadvin shemen. Rabbi Tarfon says that halacha lemaisa, you could bring an oil offering, as we will discuss. So we'll say, Amadeus, Gimara Amar Shmuel, Rediver Rabbi Tarfon, according to Rabbi Tarfon, who says that you can go ahead and bring an oil offering, Hamisnadev Shemen, if somebody in fact does go ahead and decide to bring in a double offering of oil, what does he do? Shugimar says, Komtso. So we'll say, interestingly enough, and this is quite fascinating to think about, apparently the process for an oil offering would be the same as for a mincha. The same way a mincha is taken with a komets, so too again the oil, whatever you could grab up, would be taken with the komets as well. V'shiyar of ne'achalim, and anything that's left over, is consumed by the kohanim. So the Gemara says, my time, what's the reason for this? Amakra, karban mincha, melamed shenis nadvin shemen. So we'll say ultimately again, because the pasuk says, karban mincha, the context over here is, v'nefesh kisakriv karban mincha la'ashem, solas yeve yatzaka la'ashem nasan levona. So the Gemara says, if you look at Rashi, mincha, demati lemichtav kisakriv, the cost of carbon is sale the Joshua. So we'll say the word carbon is extra. It could have just said v'chisakriv mincha. Why does it have to say carbon mincha? That word is extra. What do we learn out from that word? We learned from it that you can make an oil offering. V'chimincha. So we'll say, so now again, so we'll expound on that drasha a bit more. But so interestingly enough, the oil offering is learned out from the mincha offering, which is very important because now all the details of the oil offering come from the mincha. B'chi mincha, ma mincha komtza v'shiyar ne'achalin, just like a mincha is taken with a knitza, and any of the leftovers are consumed, av shemen komtza v'shiyar ne'achalin, so to shemen, you remove a komets, and the leftovers are removed. Leftovers are consumed, Amar Rabbi Zera, af anan nami tanina. Rabbi Zera says, we also learn this, Amar Rabbi Shimon, im ra'isa shemen shemes chalik ba'azara, Rabbi Shimon said in the Mishnah, if you see oil being dispensed, right, being dispensed among people in the Azara, i'ata tzarech lish'ol mahu, you don't have to ask what it is. Ela mosa rekike minchos Yisrael v'luk shemen shal metzora. Rather, again, I will say, what is it? It's leftover oil from the reifer minachos of Yisrael, or part of the luk shemen of the metzora. She'in misnadvin. Ultimately, again, because Rabbi Shimon says, we do not offer up oil offerings. Michlal, demand the Amr Misnadvin, Mischalik. We'll say ultimately again, we see from here that what? That ultimately, the one who says that apparently there is another opinion who does in fact say that halacha lemaisa, there is an oil offering whose leftovers would be divided. Amr le'abai ema seifa, imra isa shemen shenit and agabe ishim, iata tzarech lishal mahu. So we'll say, furthermore, look at the Seifa. Rabbi Shimon said that if you see oil being offered up on the fire, which means oil being poured on the fire in the Mizbeach, you don't have to ask what it is. Ella, Mosar Kike Minchas Kohanim or Minchas Koin Mashiach. Shein Misnadvin Shemen. Because we'll say again, Rabbi Shimon says if you see oil being poured on the Mizbeach, it's left over from the Mincha wafer offering of Kohanim or the Mincha of the Koin Mashiach, because there is no such thing as an oil offering. The Lamandar Misnadev will say, so you can infer from here that what? That according to the opinion who holds that you can offer up an oil offering, so Kulon Liishim, that ultimately again all of it would in fact be placed on the fire. La Abaye Kashi Reisha. So we'll say, according to Abaye's interpretation, he has a problem with the Reisha. Rabbi Zrika Kashi Seifa. According to Rabbi Zrika, there's a car problem with the Seifa. Bishlam of the Rabbi Zira. So we'll say, according to Rabbi Zira, you can answer it up. Reisha Bishirayim. The Reisha is talking about the leftovers. Seifa B'Kometz. The end of the Mishnah is talking about the Kometz of oil. El Abaye Kashi. But according to Abaye, ultimately again, we'll be left with the Kashi. Tana Reisha Atu Seifa. So you'd have to say that according to Abaye Rabosai, the Mishnah quoted the Reisha, really ultimately again to lead us to the Seifa. So the Gemara says, Bishlama Seifa Tani Mishum Reisha. So I understand why the Seifa had to be stated in order to shed light on the Reisha. El Reisha Mishum Seifa Mitani. Rabosai, ultimately again, are we going to say that the Reisha was stated because of the Seifa? To which the Gemara says, in, yes. Amri Ma'arava Tana Reisha Mishum Seifa. Ultimately, again, so in the Eretz Yisrael, they said that ultimately, what? That halacha lemaisa, we go ahead and we would state the Reish in order to shed light on the Seifa. So we'll say a little bit weiter in this. So Tashma, Yayin Kediv Rabbi Akiva, L'svalim. So we'll listen to this. So Rabbi Akiva is the one who holds, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Yayin Kediv Rabbi Akiva, Dar Mesechas Menachos, Misnadev Yayin Ve Misnadev Shemen. So we'll say Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion, interesting Shita, that you could offer up a wine offering, a wine libation, but not oil. Not oil. So Rashi points out over here, Ve'im Misnadvin Shemen, Osu Yayin L'Sfalmunos, Yin L'Nesef Olo L'Zayif Ala Yishim. So we'll say, so look at the Gemara. Tashma Yayin Kediv Rabbi Akiva. So we'll say, according to Rabbi Akiva, who holds that ultimately, again, that you could offer up wine as a karban. So where is that wine offered up? L'Sfalim. We'll say, it's poured into the bowls. Right, L'Sfalim. Shabbos say, but not on the fire. That's the idea over here. That even according to Rabbi Akiva holds that wine is offered up as a karban, it's not put on the fire. It's put into the svalim. Shemen kediv Rabbi Tarfon leishim. We'll say shemen according to Rabbi Tarfon. Remember, what does Rabbi Tarfon hold? Rabbi Tarfon holds that halacha lemaisa, you can go ahead and offer up shemen. You can offer up an oil offering. According to Rabbi Tarfon, where is shemen placed? Shemen is placed ultimately again on the fire itself. My love, Midyayin Kulu Svalim, Shemen Kulo Leishim. Do we say that since according to Rabbi Akiva, all of the wine is poured into the Svalim, so according to Rabbi Tarfon, all of the oil will be placed on the fire, and there's no part that's consumed by the Kohanim, to which the Gemara says, not necessarily Midyayin, but we'll say first the widest lines, Hakidi Isa Vahakidi Isa. We can reckon each one independently and separately. So again, what we're trying to do is to draw an analogy between the wine offering of Rabbi Akiva and the shemen offering of Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Akiva says you offer wine as a karban, granted not on the Mizbeach, but in the Svalim. Rabbi Tarfon says you offer wine even on the fires. We would assume that just as Rabbi Tarfon holds, that all of the wine goes into the Svalim, so Rabbi Akiva holds, all the wine goes into the Svalim, Rabbi Tarfon holds, all of the oil goes on the fire. To which the Gemara says, maybe not, maybe they're reckoned separately. To which the Gemara says, Amra Papa Ketanait, Machlokis, and watch this, Shemen lo yifchos milug, will say when bringing an oil offering, you can't bring less than a lug. Rabbi Omer Shloshes Lugin, Rabbi says, three lugin. But my come if the Gibbos, what are they arguing about? Amrua Rabbanan Kamei Dura Papa. So we'll say, the Rabbanan said before Rapapa, here's what they're arguing about. Don mine umina, don mine vuki ba'asra ikibana. We'll say, what they're arguing about is an exegetical principle that says that when you learn one thing from another, so do all of the source laws apply to the derivative, or do we apply some of the characteristics of the derivative to its own halachos? This will make sense in just a moment. Watch this. The Rabbanan Sabri, the Rabbanan hold as follows. Man mincha misnadvin, afshem misnadvin, the same way that a mincha could be brought as an adava, so too shemen, oil, could be brought as a carbon adava as well. Umine, and we learn out from mincha, man mincha luk shemen, afkan luk shemen. Just like by mincha, so we bring a lug of oil, so too when you bring an offering of oil, you also bring a lug of oil. Uma mincha komsa v'shiaren echalen. And just like by mincha, Rabosai, the coin takes a kmitza, and the leftovers are consumed. Af shemen komsa v'shiaren echalen. So too by shemen, you take a kmitza, and the leftovers are consumed. So Rabosai, that's the position ultimately of the Rabbanon. So they're learning out the carbon of shemen, totally from the carbon of mincha. Which makes sense, by the way, because remember, shemen is learned out from the context of mincha. V'idach, the other opinion will say, v'mincha, yes, I agree, we learn out the carbon of shemen from the carbon of mincha. Ma mincha misnadvin, just like mincha ultimately is brought as in a dava. Af shemen misnadvin, so too shemen is also brought as in a dava. V'uki ba'asura, kinesachim. And I will say, ultimately again, then we go back, and but now that we've established that, we established that oil is much more like other libations, like other nisachim. And we say as follows, ma nisachim shloshas lugim, af shemen shlosha lugim. Just like nisachim are three lugim, we'll say, so too shemen will be three lugim, uma nisachim kula nisvalim, and just like we'll say nisachim, like a wine libation is poured totally into the svalim, af shemen kula liishim, so too shemen ultimately will what? Will be totally spilled on the fires as well, poured on the fires as well. So Abai says, I don't understand. If at the end of the day we're learning it out from mincha, then shouldn't all of the halachos concerning shemen ultimately mirror mincha? Ella Rebbe me'ezrach gamarla. So rather, instead, what's that? What do we say? Rebbe ultimately again learns this out from the phrase Ezrach. Amrli Rav Huna, Brid Rav Nosra Papa, Mi Masis Amritachi. Can you really say this? Vatanya, Karban Mincha, Melami Shemisnadvin Shemen. So the fact that it says Karban Mincha as opposed to just Mincha, we learn from here that what? That you could offer up a carbon of Shemen. Vikama, how much Shemen do you bring as a carbon? Shloshes Lugin, three Lugin. Uman Shamus, the Yomer Shloshes Lugin. Who is the opinion who says that it's three Lugin? Rebihi, Vikama, I see Lemi Karban. So ultimately, again, it's Rebbe, and yet where is he learning it out? From the word Karban. Amarlei, Itanya, Tanya. In a chinami, if that's the way you're going to learn it, then indeed it's a valid lima. So we'll stop over here for today, but what I'll tell you, but what's the halacha? Or again, the halacha, so the shayla, remember that we're dealing with over here is, what can you bring an oil offering or not? So the Rambam paskins that the halacha is, Misha nadar is nadev shemen, if somebody made a neder or a nedava to bring a carbon of shemen, komets mimenu komets, you indeed take a komets of the shemen, no sin alav melach, you add salt, because akar karban chotak riv melach, vizarko agabi aishim, you throw the kmitza on the fire, vashar ne'echol kohanim kishiyari minachos. And I will say the rest of the oil is consumed by the kohanim as leftover minachos. So we'll say ultimately again, so what do you see? Halacha l'maisa? We indeed paskin. So we'll say, so I want you to take away three important pieces of halacha from today's shir. Number one, you could bring an oil offering. That's number one. How do you do an oil offering? Just like a karban mincha. You take a kmitza, burn the kmitza on the fire, the rest of the oil is consumed by the kohanim. We'll say that's halacha number one. Halacha number two is that if you have a clash between tadir and mekudash, so if you remember, if you have a clash between tadir and she'eno tadir, which one goes first? Tadir. You have a clash between mekudash and less mekudash, which one goes first? Mekudash. What happens if you have a clash between tadir and mekudash? We'll say, what's the halacha? Do whatever you want. Right? The Rambam says you can offer up whatever you want. And I will say, halacha number three, that if you disrupted the order, you have a tadir and a she'eno tadir. You should have done the tadir first. But accidentally you do the she'eno tadir first, then what is the halacha? Finish it up. Finish up the she'eno tadir, and then go back and do the tadir afterwards. Shkerach will say. Good chodesh. I want to thank neglected to taste last week. The breakfast last Sunday was sponsored by Tuvia and the Orish Schlesinger. We thank them for their generosity and for the sponsorship. Shkoyach.